fans, we are back from that small break, and as you can see, the hellacious WWE structure has already been lowered into place. Before we begin this match, I have just been told, and folks, this is not a rumor, it is not a hoax, and it's not something Mr. Batiste is doing to hype WWE. It's 100% true, and we just confirmed it from the hospital. Folks, it's something that's going to stay with me for a long time, since I was probably the closest one to where it actually happened, and after arriving at the hospital just moments ago with severe head trauma, Noah Bush, a.k.a. the immortal Jack Craven, has been pronounced dead. Yes, fans, you heard me correct. Jack Craven has passed away, the product of a freak accident at the hands of Chris Ross. And although Mr. Batiste has offered to stop the show out of respect for the family and friends of Jack Craven, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh has refused to cancel his bout with Rick Righteous. Now, instead of coming to the ring, Kavanaugh has decided to release this statement written just moments ago by the History Maker. Here it is. Noah has always been a friend of mine, and although I'm deeply crushed by this unexpected loss, I know in my heart that the last thing he would have wanted was for me, Mike Kavanaugh, not to entertain the fans. Tonight I go out there and I wrestle Rick Righteous, not for myself, but for my partner and friend, Jack Craven. I'm bringing home the gold tonight, my friend. Rest in peace. Fans, Jack Craven is dead. And I know for a fact, Mr. Batiste says, at the opening of the next Superstar show, as classless as this is, he says he has some very interesting words to say about this ring veteran. He says he's going to expose Jack Craven for being a Hall of Fame fraud, and he's not going to stop until everybody understands that Jack Craven never belonged in the Hall of Fame. Now, I'm not really sure why Mr. Batiste would do something like this. This is a horrible accident that has just happened, but I'm just a paid employee. And with that said, let's go to Michael Stuffer for our main event.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our main event of the evening, and it's for the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. Due to the bad blood between these two men, this contest will now be held under I Quit Match Rules. This means the only way to win is to get your opponent to say the words, I Quit. Coming down the aisle, he hails from Baltimore, Maryland, and he goes by the name of the History Maker. He is the 11-time World Heavyweight Champion. This is Michael Snake-Eyes Kavanaugh.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck all of you.
As Kavanaugh makes his way down to our ringside area and now enters the cage, you have to ask yourself why Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh has demanded this contest to be held under the brutal I Quit Match rule. The answer is obvious to me. I think it's because Kavanaugh is tired of Rick Righteous, and he's sick of Righteous telling people why he's never cleanly defeated. See, with Righteous saying the words I quit, there will be no contest, no question in anyone's mind as to who the better man was tonight. Fans, Rick Righteous has appeared on the Ovaltron, and it appears we must all endure his pre-match sermon. Let's go to the Ovaltron.
Listen to this advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom for the future. Many are the plans in the minds of a man, but what is the purpose of the Messiah? That will be established. Alas, Rick Righteous has arisen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we request that this time you stop standing and all get down on your knees to bow to the Messiah, for he has come as it was written. Standing 6'5" tall and weighing in at 287 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, he hails from Los Angeles, California, and he is the most decorated champion in professional wrestling today. A former world champion, television champion, international champion, BSBW heavyweight champion, and multi-time world heavyweight champion. Ladies and gentlemen, current eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. He doesn't like you, he doesn't need you, but you need him. Introducing the one, the only true Messiah of professional wrestling.
As the smoke fills the entranceway, a silhouette of the Messiah can be seen in the foreground, standing perfectly still to absorb the huge pop. It's apparent that Rick Righteous has come to last right with his A-game. As the crowd continues to chant his name, the entranceway is lit, and out from the curtain steps the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, wearing the 20 pounds of custom-made gold and platinum around his waist. Oh, pyrotechnics in right up the ramp, up and down, and covering Rick in a mass of fiery sparks. Down the aisle comes Los Angeles' Golden Child. Entering the Hell in a Cell and removing the title belt, Rick hands the World Championship title to the referee before climbing to the ropes with a stone cold stare. My God, look at Righteous just burning a hole right through Kavanaugh. Fans, before we get on with this match, remember, folks, this bout can only be stopped after one of these wrestlers say the career-ending words, "I quit." Turning towards the timekeeper and head referee Mario Lane shaking his head, the Man in Stripes calls for the bell. And here we go! Booking into the center of the ring, both men bump chests, and holy smokes, Kavanaugh just slapped Rick right across the face, and Righteous is now rubbing his jaw, nodding his head with approval. Oh, Righteous just returns a fiery smack, and that knocks the taste right out of the challenger's mouth. Kavanaugh swings back, and Rick counters. Kavanaugh throws another one down the pipe, and Rick rallies back. Back and forth go both men, with neither giving ground on the logo. Kavanaugh misses with a wild haymaker as Rick thrusts forward, unleashing a close distance impact clothesline that practically took the head right off of Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. My God, did you see Kavanaugh almost get knocked out of his wrestling boots? Rotating Kavanaugh to his feet, Righteous yanks upward with the aid of the brakes and leaning back. There goes the challenger, up and over the ropes, courtesy of a Rick Righteous vertical suplex. Grabbing his knee on the outside of the ring, Mike Kavanaugh better pray he just didn't injure that joint, because if he did, it's going to be a long day at the office for the history maker. Righteous wastes no time hunting Kavanaugh down and repeating the move from moments ago. He just tossed Kavanaugh into the cage once again with a snap suplex and bouncing off the bars and crashing down onto the small mat. Neck first, Mike Kavanaugh is simply not doing enough, in my opinion, to ward off the attack of the champion. Righteous snaps the chair closed and running behind the Kavanaugh looks up and, he's just got blistered across the eyebrow, falling backwards and smacking his head against the cage. Kavanaugh is cut bad, and look at the smile on Rick Righteous's face. Lifting the weapon of extreme up once again, Righteous comes down hard across the back of the champion with another chair shot that rattles the spine of the challenger. Arching his back in pain, the referee looks down and he's now asking Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh if he's had enough. The blood-crusted Kavanaugh obviously says no, and this is going to be a match that's going to continue on and on, much to the pleasure right now of our World Heavyweight Champion. Taking Kavanaugh by the arm, Righteous introduces him to the cage wall, but Kavanaugh reverses the move, sending Righteous face first into the bars with the reversal of the Irish whip. Staggering backwards from the impact, the challenger is waiting for the champion and locking Righteous up by the side. Kavanaugh unloads with that nasty side suplex, and just like that, folks, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh is in control for the first time in this match. There has to be no doubt in anyone's mind that if Rick Righteous is going to get Michael Kavanaugh to say the words, "I quit," he's going to have to practically kill the former 11-time World Heavyweight Champion. Kavanaugh pounds the dented steel chair flat and yanking Righteous up from his view of the lights. The challenger pounds Rick face first into a steel chair with a brutal single-arm DDT. Looking into the eyes of Righteous, the referee is now asking the champion if he wants to continue. And look at that. I'm not surprised. Rick Righteous ignores the words of the referee, forcing this contest to continue. Kavanaugh wipes the blood from his eyes and getting to his feet. The challenger looks for a double arm DDT, but the champion counters with a backdrop, arching his back in pain and now holding his worn out shoulder. Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh seems to be hurt once again. Now up to one knee and shaking off the daze. Rick Righteous sees Kavanaugh favoring his shoulder, and the champion's gonna capitalize. Irish whip into the stands. The challenger just went shoulder first, and now it's against the referee, who's looking to end the contest, but Kavanaugh is saying no, forcing Righteous to land the kick to the weakened joint, slamming Kavanaugh back into the steel stairs. Righteous asks the referee to end the contest, but the man in stripes says no. The resolve of Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh has to frustrate Rick Righteous. It has to infuriate him. And hoisting the challenger up over his shoulder. Oh my God! Righteous just rammed Kavanaugh shoulder first into the ring post. And did you hear that sick, sadistic thud? Slamming Kavanaugh's shoulder back into the post. Over and over and over again. Righteous now screams at Kavanaugh to give up. And the challenger will not say the words. Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh has never given up of his own free will. And if he continues to rebel against the forces of nature, this might be the last match Rick Righteous ever wrestles in. Righteous closes the gap once again, but Kavanaugh is quick to rake the eyes, following up with an illegal short arm clothesline. Oh my God, Rick is down on the floor and he's getting up to one knee and a nasty chop to the throat by Kavanaugh. The former world heavyweight champion has had enough and tossed Righteous into the cage. You have to ask yourself just how much fight Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh has in his body. Mounted punches, slams into the champion's face, and Righteous cannot stop the punches from connecting. That's how powerful Kavanaugh is. Off the floor and jamming the champion's head between his thighs, Mike calls for a one-arm pulling pile driver. And if he hits this, say goodnight, Gracie. Kavanaugh pulls. Righteous bears down. Perfect second back body drop into the cage by Rick Righteous. And folks, just like that, Righteous has retaken the lead in this seesaw battle. Righteous is now mocking Kavanaugh by calling for a snake bite cradle DDT. But Kavanaugh counters a botched up finisher with a low blow to the testicular region, pulling up the small mats to expose the bare floor. Kavanaugh is now calling for a brain buster on the concrete. My God, Mike, don't do it. It can't be worth it. Don't do it. Looping the arm over his head and taking Righteous off his feet. Righteous counters with a rifle stunner. And this one is over. Righteous immediately grabs the chair and pounding it over and over and over and over again into the injured shoulder of Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. The referee is now practically begging the challenger to quit. Tossing the chair to the side, Righteous clamps on an armbar, and folks, I think this is it. The referee is asking Kavanaugh if he wants to quit. Righteous is walking back. You can see Kavanaugh's arm. Oh my God, it's out of the socket. Kavanaugh's tapping. Kavanaugh quits. Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh quits. And Rick Righteous has retained his World Heavyweight Championship belt and slips it to this place so absolutely bananas for their World Heavyweight Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by submission and still the Wrestling Battle World Heavyweight Champion, the Messiah,
Oh my God, folks, I don't believe it. Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh has quit, and he is now trying to cripple from the ring, but he is completely and utterly in sheer agonizing pain. You can see his shoulder just out of its socket. My God, where is the medical team? In fact, I'm not even sure if Kavanaugh knows where he is right now. But folks, it's Rick Righteous who has practically dominated Michael Kavanaugh tonight. And I don't know what he's going to say. Oh, Righteous has the microphone. He's gonna address Kavanaugh, I guess. Oh, no. Fans, the blood-crusted Kavanaugh is not hearing it. He is leaving the ring. He is crawling from the ring on his hands and knees. And, folks, the cage door is now open by referee Mario Lane. And thank God, because look at the... Oh, my God. The fans are turning their backs on Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. I don't think that's ever happened to anybody here in WWE. The fans won't even look at Kavanaugh. Apparently, they're not too happy with Kavanaugh's performance tonight. Well, and just like the loyal fans who cheer, they will also let you know when you are not too impressed. Once you turn your back on these great fans, you are dead in their eyes. Limping up the aisle. Uh-oh. Oh, no, you have to be kidding. No one told me he was here. Fans, from the curtains to a standing ovation, it's the boy wonder. It's Daryl Bizarre. Folks, Kavanaugh sees him turning back towards the cage, and here comes Righteous. Kavanaugh is trapped. Oh, my God. Wait a minute, fans. He's climbing the cage. Kavanaugh is climbing the cage with one arm, and Bizarre is instructing Righteous to finish what he started. The fans now all get to their feet as Rick Righteous climbs the steel structure, and I have a bad feeling in my bones about this. Righteous is healthy. Kavanaugh is hurt. Righteous is meeting Kevin on the top of the cage. He's pulling him by the hair. Look at Rick alone with a sweet super kick that topples Kevin on head over heels. And at the bottom of the ring, good Lord Almighty, folks, Daryl Bischoff is now stacking tables one on the other. And I don't believe it. Rick Righteous is now kicking the God holy hell out of the history maker at the top of the cage. Wait, what is that smell? Wait, what is that smell? Rainbow Stunner at the top of the cage. Not Kavanaugh out. My God, that smell is gasoline. Daryl Bischoff has now lit the tables on fire. They're three stacked, one on top of the other. And Righteous is giving the neutral thumb towards Bischoff. Daryl points his thumb down and taking Kavanaugh by the head. Righteous motions towards the tables. Good, no Rick. God, no Rick. It's 20 feet below. Bischoff, you son of a bitch. Here comes the pain. Oh, Kavanaugh off the cell and down through the three tables. Good Lord Almighty, Michael C. Guys, Kavanaugh has just crashed through three flaming tables from 20 feet high in the air. And listen to this place completely go away, chat. Holy shit is right. And folks, without a shadow of a doubt, that was the most extreme spot in this company's history. All the fans are on their feet. I'm on my feet. The ticket takers, popcorn makers, everybody is on their feet. And oh my God, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh's leg has been snapped in half. Good God, somebody call the medical team. Kavanaugh needs to be rushed to the hospital immediately. And here comes the medical staff, thank God. Folks, oh, Daryl, come on. Come on, let the guy go. Daryl Bischoff is calling for the mic, and you know what? He's going to get one. We don't have any choice. Bischoff, come on. Show a bit more class.
Yeah, let him hear it. You fucking idiot. You're cheering for him for going through three flaming tables? Who in the fuck cares? Oh, Mike, you hear him, don't you? You think that you get your ass kicked better than anyone? Well, honestly, congratulations, Kavanaugh. You deserve the same Oscar as Hillary Swank for always getting fucked up and applauded for it? You asked for this, Mike. Every time you mentioned my name, every time you lied about our history, you claimed to want me back for years. But when I showed up, you froze up. You've been scared since I returned, Mikey, because I was better than you back then. However, you ignorant fucking prick, you thought that over time you'd gotten even better. Bradley Brad runs one of the finest promotional infrastructures in the entire world. When you're the top man in this company, you get hyped like you're fucking invincible. Your problem was believing that hype. You may have been the best among your peers, old friend, but make no mistake, I am Daryl Bischoff. I am peerless. Mikey, you had the audacity to call out the greatest warrior of all time. You sniveling worm! You reject! You retard! You fuck up! It was I who called for your head. Brad wanted you defeated, not destroyed. Brad doesn't call the shots around here. I do. And I did him one better. Look at you. Dislocated shoulder, broken leg, busted melon. You look like shit, Snake. You shouldn't have fucked with me. I noticed immediately upon my return that you sucked. What I mean by that is you're not just a simple insult. You are really not any good at all. In most federations, you would have never amounted to anything. Ever. I mean, you're too profane, your promos are unspeakably boring, and your in-ring work has always lacked any passion or flair or dignity or honor or anything good. Simply put, you are an unfit wrestler. You may be quick to defend yourself with all the things you've done in this place, but I want you to know, Mike, you only did that because you had a good gimmick for this place. The mediocre, average-looking guy who is willing to put his body on the line in thumbtack, barbed wire matches, hurt to a crisp matches, and fuck you, senton Mexican desk glass matches. Yes, that's exactly what this place needed early on. You fit our star call perfectly. But I was never a star call kind of guy. I'm all class, baby. I've been a champion everywhere I've ever gone. No one has ever defeated me cleanly. Not a single man walking the face of this fucking earth has defeated Daryl Bischoff. I'm like God. If you need proof of my power, look at what I was able to do to you. At the very beginning of this show, you were the top man in this federation. And now look at me. Your career is over. You're done. You've been shown the door, and only because you pissed me off. And I've kept my hands clean. Brad set you up, and on my command, Rick just knocked you down.
Why would I even dirty my hands with a low life like you? It is an honor to be defeated by me. An honor you do not deserve. Do you smell that, Mikey? Do you smell that? It's a reminder for you. I am benevolent. I am letting you walk out of here. Now, if you were ever stupid enough to come back here, if you ever lacked the proper homage to my legacy as the greatest of all time, then you will not be so lucky. So each time you lift to your destination, each time you feel a sharp pain when you reach for something high up, remember, hey, at least you're not fucking dead. And Mikey, you're welcome.
Oh my God! Did you just see what Daryl Bazov just said to Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh? Talk about the riot act! Talk about callous and cruel, the guy sitting there with his leg cracked in half, his shoulder is out of his socket, and, oh no, Daryl. Folks, Daryl Bazov has just pulled out a BACW t-shirt, and he's showing it to the very shaken up Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. Oh, come on, Daryl. Hey, what are you doing with that lighter, Daryl? No, hey, don't light that on fire! Hey, Daryl, that's the history of this company! Oh, come on! Oh, my God, Daryl Bazov has just lit the BACW t-shirt on fire, and from above the ring on top of the cage, Rick Righteous is also laughing. It looks like Daryl Bazov and Rick Righteous have just read BACW, its last rites. Oh, my, for once in my life, I don't know who's going to carry on the life force that's BACW. Who will defend its legacy now that the Black Knights are no more? Who will be hardcore to the day he dies? Who's going to support these extreme fans? Who will... What the hell is that? Who? Oh, my God! From behind and through the crowd with the BACW for Life t-shirt. He just nailed Daryl Bazov in the back with the rusted shovel. And Righteous is shocked and helpless to do anything. Still atop the cage. It's a hooded fan who's out punching Bazov over and over and over and over and over again. And looking up towards the cage, the hooded man gives Righteous the finger, pointing his shovel at the World Heavyweight Champion. Take down your hood. Let us see who you are. Oh, my God. No way. No fucking way. It's the MCW owner. It's the longtime BACW veteran. It's the former World Heavyweight Champion, the man Mike Johnson. And Mike Johnson has arrived here in WWA to continue the legacy that is BACW. Johnson has come home, and they're chanting in the crowd, MCW, MCW, MCW. Listen to the Staples Center cheer, the former BACW World Heavyweight Champion. Wait a minute, who the hell is out from the curtains and down the ramp? He just hit Mike Johnson, and are you kidding me? Look at Johnson scramble into the crowd, he's shocked. Who is that? It's Matt McClain, it's Matt McClain, and he's chasing Johnson into the crowd. Johnson stops, and he's going at it with McClain left and right and left and right. Down goes McClain, and Johnson picks up a steel chair over the back of McClain, and McClain gets up with blood dripping from his face, and McClain says no. McClain slaps the chair closed, and Johnson tells him to hit him, reaching over his head. Oh, chair shot from hell, and Mike Johnson is busted open bad. Here comes Miss Charity, as both of these men will continue to battle in the crowd, neither one giving ground. McClain is hated by all. Johnson is BACW's legacy, and coming down from the cage, here comes Rick Rangers at 10, who are very hurt and injured. Daryl Bazov, my God, oh, there goes Mike Johnson with another chair shot over Matt McClain's head, and Mike Johnson is now coming back through the crowd, and he's getting up onto the ramp. Johnson looks into the crowd, he looks into the CM Extreme, they're chanting once again, MCW, 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 and ripping his shirt off, exposing his chest. Mike Johnson is invincible tonight. That's it, folks. We're out of time. I'm the promo machine on behalf of the WWE Wrestling.org and Mr. Matty. Good night from the Staples Center. We'll see you all next month when our main event will feature absolutely real, our brand new WWE Heavyweight Champion taking on the one, the only, Daryl Bazov.
Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.